This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is back at the White House this morning following his visit to Europe and meeting in Switzerland with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden and Putin exchanged cordial words, plotted modest steps on arms control and diplomacy, but emerged from their much-anticipated Swiss summit Wednesday, largely where they started, with deep differences on human rights, cyber attacks, election interference, and more. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. Biden also emphasized the last thing Putin wants now is a Cold War. President Biden later today will sign into law the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery here in the United States. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on June 19th. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April of 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved black people until June 19th, when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday said that jail opposition leader Alexei Navalny got what he deserved when he was sentenced to prison. Navalny, Putin's most prominent political foe, arrested in January when he returned from Germany, where he had been treated at a Berlin hospital for months while recovering from a poisoning. Navalny contends Russian agents applied the poison to his underwear in August, a claim Moscow has denied. For more news, join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. China launched